This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Ah, yes. Big baseball Monday, but a lot of football to talk about as well. And who better to talk about it with than Steve Young? The Steve Young Report is brought to you by Bigelow T and F.W. Webb and Wile McLean. Steve joins us now. Steve, I trust you had a good Thanksgiving. How you doing?
Great Thanksgiving. Family together. My boy's back in school. Dropped him off. I'm in New York, and I didn't see you again. So maybe I don't know when I'm going to come through town. And I know it's sad. It's like we're so close yet so far. But, you know, I'm over here doing the show from the studio tonight.
You know, all you'd have to do, Steve, is just give us a call and we'd meet you wherever if you don't want to travel. Just to see you. Sad.
I know. I promise you next time.
What's happened to us?
I really want to see you guys.
Really? What's happened?
Nothing.
To us?
You guys are great. You know, do not devalue our relationship. I refuse.
All right.
We're good.
So I'm sure you watch closely because you have some emotional investment in this guy. Zach Wilson, to me, didn't look great. What did you think?
I think that Zach's going through as I texted back with one of them last night, you know, you go through so much and you have to take in, like, I don't know how to describe it. We're going from college and all the expectations of it. And so you have to take it all in. You get punched in the face. You try to claw your way back. You think that you're doing good. Then you start to doubt yourself. And I remember the feeling, being in Tampa Bay, and like, can I even throw a spiral? Like, it takes you to the ground, and then you keep clawing away at it. And I think that's what you're seeing right now. You see the talent. So that's, I think I see it. I see the ability and trying to do too much at times, and then having some doubts and fears and anxieties that are normal and just working through them. So I think it's like little victories. Yesterday was a little victory. It wasn't perfect, wasn't great, but it was a little victory of kind of holding yourself together, making a few plays here and there, showed way more than the touchdown run that there's more there athletically than you thought, and we just need to, you know, just kind of build off of it. So anybody that wants him to be superstar today is not happening. But as he gains some positive growth, it'll be for permanent good. In other words, it's not – the things that he gets done this year are going to be planted in the ground for a good time. It's a foundation. And it's just a matter of how fast it is and where that ceiling is. I think the ceiling's high. How fast it is, I don't know. But I think John Beck coming out has been a positive for him. And I think I told him, look, take yesterday as a huge positive, a win on the road. I don't care who it is. And you've been hurt and you're under the gun. And to look any other way other than that is not the way to look at it. Like, and you got to go claw it out. So I feel like, you know, small victory yesterday isn't exactly what it was, but something to build on.
You know what I found interesting after the game? He talked about his lack of touch on these short passes because his mentality is to throw the ball as hard as he can, and he's got to learn to get that touch. How difficult is it to adjust to, you know, the aggressiveness of wanting to get rid of the ball quickly and not having that touch to just drop it off to the guy 5 yards away and get a big gain?
You know, I made the connection with him and Patrick Mahomes in that the talent level, the arm talent, to be able to move, throw off, you know, kind of arm kind of disconnect, almost like Aaron Rodgers. The three of them have a lot in common. But I would say this to Patrick Mahomes, I would say it to Zach, go watch Mac Jones. Mac Jones is very simple, straightforward, hit the last step of the drop, hit, you know, make the read, get the ball out, you know, take the drop it off, do the job. And Patrick Mahomes now 3 or 4 years through MVP, Super Bowl, MVP of the league. I wanted to watch Mac Jones play because there's a part of Patrick's game and a part of Zach, because they can do so much. It's almost like, you know, you have this incredible talent. You want to show everybody. And I can't wait to get out on the field and show everybody. And, you know, it's like you can't play quarterback that way. It has to come out naturally, organically in the offense, the play that's called. What you need to focus on is just run that play. Make the read, drop it off, make the throw, simple assignment, and just do it over and over and over again. And then out of that structure, all of that other stuff will come. Trust me. And you have to trust that that's not how you start the game. That's not how you start your career. It's not how you, but that's how Patrick did it, and he got away with it, and it was phenomenal, fantastic, spectacular. But in the end, playing and managing the game and playing solid quarterback is how you get to the heights in the long run, and I would sell that to Zach as well.
All right, so let's do the bizarre world question. And I know you hate these, but is Mac Jones this good because he's playing for Bill Belichick and the Patriots in that system? What if Zach Wilson was drafted by the Patriots and Mac Jones by the Jets? Would Mac Jones be struggling? Why is Patrick? Why is Mac Jones so much better than Zach Wilson?
Right now, when you coming out of college, everything that's said about Mac Jones is elite processor, but he's not going to be able to do any of the extra things in 2021 that quarterbacks are being asked to do, from Lamar Jackson to Kyler Murray to Josh Allen to Deshaun Watson to, you know, any of the young stars of the game are guys that can get all the free yards, make all the plays out of the pocket. That's what you want that in 2021. Mac's not your guy. And so in 2021, great elite processor, but not going to do much else, like outside the pocket, not be able to get, you know, the big runs, the big gains, all that dynamic athleticism. So you stand there and think about it. Well, that's what he's shown you. He is an elite processor. He came out of college that way. You're seeing that now. And in many ways, that's the advantage that the Patriots have and have had for 20 years, is that they ask their players to study twice as much and memorize twice or three times as much as any other player in the league each week. And if you don't come to practice ready to perform those 10 things instead of the three things that every other team asks you to do, then they sit you down, they cut you, they get rid of you. So Mac, his processing power really fits and Mac would be a great processor anywhere. And I think it would help any rookie do much better. Trevor Lawrence, Zach, Justin Fields weren't the elite processors, and they're having to figure out how to play the pro game with all this elite talent, and really fundamentally need to look at Mac and study how he does it. Make sure that that's how you play, because in the end, that's the fundamentals of the game. But in the long run, back to your question, Michael, it's the ceiling. Like, everyone felt like Mac had a ceiling because he didn't have that ability. And I think that's playing out kind of exactly what you thought. Mac's much better, and he found the perfect home for an elite processor.
But would Zach be better with the Patriots?
Yeah, every quarterback needs help. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, everybody, Aaron Rodgers, everybody needs help. And the better players that are around you, the better you are. And that's a fact. Football's a lot of guys. And you need a lot of union help defensively helps you as a quarterback. And when you don't get that, when you don't get the ball back, when you're playing behind, when you don't have a lot of guys around you that can go do the job in an elite way, it's tough. So you can see that the Patriots are still put together with some really good players and a great plan and a great coach, elite coach. And that, of course, that's going to help a quarterback. And anytime there is a plan, look what happened to Cleveland when all of a sudden they get new coach. He's got a plan. He's got a system. He gets put in place. All of a sudden the Browns are better. Did they get better players? No, they had those players. Coaching matters. And in 2021, maybe more than ever, because of the nature that's more college-like, that a great coach makes a difference. So the Patriots, Bill Belichick didn't become a bad coach when Tom Brady left. He just needed a quarterback. And one fell into his lap in the draft. It was amazing.
All right, we didn't have you on after the Giants let go of Jason Garrett. Didn't look much better with Freddie Kitchens calling the plays. Is it too soon to judge, or is it an indication that maybe it wasn't all on the coach?
Don, I you know, they spend every waking moment from the end of the season to training camp coming up with the best possible solutions for coaches, for style, for strategy, for everything else, all those months, right? And then you start to play, and all of a sudden it doesn't feel right, goes sour, and they're like, we're going to fire our offensive coordinator in November. Oh, that's what – we made the mistake of Jason Garrett being our offensive coordinator, essentially, through 5 months of time together, and now we realize it in November, oh, this is the problem. Okay, so let's excise the problem, and all of a sudden everything's going to just magically get better. No. Now, if he really is a problem, which I think when you get fired, half of it's true and half of it isn't, then it'll get better over time. In the next month, you'll say, wow, it is better. But one game with the talent level and what they're doing, I would be amazed if all of a sudden it was just the switch went on and everybody goes, oh, we're a foot 40 and now we're going to be spectacular. I think when you fire an offensive coordinator in the middle of the season, you are not a very good team. That's just a fact.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We've tossed this around for a couple of years. You know, I'm watching the Giant game yesterday, and Saquon Barkley has 40 yards on 13 carries, but 32 of them were on one carry. What do you think of him as a player?
Oh, my. I the way I would describe it is Saquon has this – every carry is, you know, explosive. And I would I don't know that he gets a lot of quality opportunities, but I would love to see every time he runs for two that he gets four and isn't trying to make it 10. Right. There's a certain quality to that. And Saquon's such an explosive player that I think, like Zach and like Trevor and like these young players that have come out of college and are so explosive, it's like, I want to show you how great I am. And I want to show you every play. And it's not college anymore. The alumni aren't watching. The cheerleaders are gone. Like it's pro ball, and as much as I say it's like college, it is a difference. And you can't just say, I want to be the most explosive running back in the league, and that's going to show it every play. No, part of that explosiveness is just getting the extra couple of yards each time, trying to make the run, you know, efficient and good, and don't try to make it 30 every time. And I think I don't know that that's still the issue, but it just feels like at times I would love him to just make solid 4 or 5 yard runs every time and be satisfied. Like, that's all I want. I'm good with it. And give me 30 of them.
And I don't know if you remember the play, because you were there in the Tampa game. It's like in the first half, it's like a 3rd and 6. He catches, 4 yards by the sidelines, and the defenders are at the line to gain. And as soon as he turns, he's juking. He's instead of just put your head down, drive towards the defender and get the first down.
Don, you make my point perfectly there. Just like you, I know he wants to make a highlight. Make that guy miss, jump over the next guy, spin, and then I'm on SportsCenter. He's not thinking, I want to be on SportsCenter. He's thinking, I'm that good. and I know I'm that good, and I want to show you how good I am. And in the pro game, it's just, you can't approach it that way. It has to come out from just play fundamentally great football, and that stuff will come. You got to believe it.
Six wins in a row for the Patriots, and for those that care, six covers in a row against the spread as well.
Hello.
Is this team good enough to go to the Super Bowl?
Well, you think about rookie quarterbacks, Mark Sanchez, Joe Flacco, who else? Who am I thinking of?
Tom Brady.
No. He wasn't a rookie.
Ben
Roethlisberger didn't
he take over for Bledsoe in his rookie year?
No. Not his rookie year.
Year two,
he did?
Right?
I'll check right now.
It wasn't the rookie year. Yeah. And then who I think of someone else. But anyway, Dan Marino went to the playoffs. It's just, I think that they have a great defense. They're the top-ranked defense in the league right now. And so it's kind of set up nicely for them to make a run in the playoffs. I do see its potential. But to go the distance with a rookie that hasn't been there, and despite the fact that I think a great defense does matter, there's going to be a moment when you have to carry all the water in a big playoff game. I think that's tough. But young players have done it. No one's gotten past the championship game. But I think, you know, the bad news for everybody, including the Jets and everyone else in the AFC, really in the AFC, is like, oh, come on. You took 1 year off after 20? Can we just, you know, can you give us a break?
Yeah, he played one game in his first year. You were right. Brady played one game.
It was year two.
So next Monday night is the game in Buffalo where it is the referendum on all of it, right? I think you get a sense of how deep this thing can really go for the Patriots.
So, Steve, either good team turned bad or bad team turned good. What team is least familiar from their week one self to you right now? Could it be Cleveland, who people were talking about being in the Super Bowl? Could it be Dallas, who seems like in every big spot falls apart? Buffalo is not quite the same team they were. Who is the most different to you?
Most different, probably Seattle. I thought Seattle was a team that could stick around and had talent and could be in the mix. And to have them just out of the mix already.
Don't say that tonight, Steve. Don't say that tonight. You're jinxing me.
Everyone else is hanging around. Look, the Chiefs have been kind of weird, but they got all the talent. The Bills are still – every team has had weird moments this year. Nobody's kind of just running the table and showing their – you think about the Bucs last year with Tom Brady's first year. At Thanksgiving, we were saying, I don't know, man. Tom Brady's holding up four fingers. He doesn't know if it's fourth down. We don't know if they're going the right direction. You know, I think that there's a lot of teams that are poised and have the potential. And I would say the Bills and the Chiefs have the scar tissue and the talent and the history to be the dominant team. They have it. But if they falter, like they have already this season, then I think there's six teams that have the potential. Even the Colts, Chargers, they all have it. The Ravens, the Patriots, everybody has a shot. But I think that would have to be some kind of a flub by the Bills and the Chiefs.
If the Giants decide Daniel Jones isn't the guy and they got to go out and get a veteran quarterback because they don't like anybody out of the draft, would you give up picks for Russell Wilson, and would Wilson want to come to New York?
I'm such a tough spot for the Giants and with Daniel, you know, and to know that there's so much talent there and you see pieces of it and you have to make a fundamental question. In the end, if you have a chance to get somebody who's proven to take people to the Super Bowl and you get a shot at them, I think Russell's family would love New York. I think Russell would love the platform. You know, he's very much about not just social media, but just something bigger than just football. There's no question about that. So that one, I think, would be a no-brainer for Russell. And I think the Giants, if you get a chance, as somebody who has proven in this league to take people to the Super Bowl, you have to take it. I don't care what's around. You can't pass that up. If Aaron Rodgers does spit out of Green Bay somehow next year, you have to. I'm not going to say 31 teams, but 26 teams need to make every effort to get a shot at Aaron Rodgers for the next 3 or 4 years.
Now, I'm assuming that you probably played baseball as a kid, that you were pretty good, had a good arm, right?
a good arm, fastball. They told you didn't throw curveballs. That was the deal. Like, you can't throw a curveball to hurt your arm.
Oh, yeah.
Threw fastballs and got rocked. The Stanford Catholic, all those kids on Stanford Avenue used to hit freaking shots. I might hurt my neck. I was looking back and then seeing a drill over the 300-yard shots off my fastball.
But
can't throw a curve because it could hurt my arm.
But, you know, I ask you this because I'm sure you noticed what Max Scherzer got from the Mets, $43.3 million. Can you even process that per year?
I know, but that's what, look, that's what, you know, Patrick Mahomes is making that. So, you know, the quarterbacks are making that kind of money, and it's safer, and you can play for 20 years. So the idea of playing football used to be, who was it, Dave? It was the three sports stars. They would choose baseball because it's, look, I can make more money and I don't get hurt. But right. In today's football, at quarterback, you make the same amount of money, and I don't know that it's significantly. I know it's more. I get that it's more dangerous, but it's significantly less dangerous than it used to be. I think the decision is not as easy for those three sports stars to pick baseball, even though with Max Scherzer and the guys, I get that. But there is something about playing. The guys that play three sports and love them all probably would pick football if they're left alone just because of the nature of the game and what it takes out of you to do it, to be great. And I think that the deal you can make with the NFL today is much, much better than it used to be.
But, Michael, Steve's left-handed.
So right.
if he was able to pitch well, I think he'd be able to come out of the bullpen at like 48 years old and still get people.
He'd still be playing. Now, let me get your itinerary right, Steve. So you're in New York right now. The next game is Buffalo, New England. Now, do you go all the way across to the West Coast again, or do you stay with your son?
No, so I'm going to go back. In fact, oddly, there's three or four games I'm not doing this year, and that's one of them. So.
Oh, you've got to be ass back in. That's the best game of the year.
I know. So sad.
I think he'll get over it, Michael. He'll fight through it.
All right, Steve, enjoy your night and maybe have breakfast with your son. We appreciate you coming on as always.
Yeah, you guys are the best. All right,
be well. Steve Young Report brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea is a proud supporter of the Michael K Show and the official hot tea of Joe Torre and the New York Yankees and FW Web and Weil McLean Heating Contractors. FW Web is your one-stop source for top quality heating equipment and parts. One great example, Weil McLean Boilers. Turn to one of FW Web's over 90 locations today online at fwweb.com. Now, we also want to alert you to Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. And we're talking to Steve, Monday Night Football tonight. Seattle at Washington.
That's right.
Very, very interesting game for our good friend Peter Rosenberg, who's been locked into his football picks, and he's just been amazing. He should be so proud of himself.
I'll be at the game.
You going to the game tonight?
Yeah. That's why I'm here. Yeah, well, I came home for Hanukkah, and I stayed for tonight. I'm actually going to be sitting in the president's suite.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Oh, that's right.
Well, sure. President Biden's suite? Or
No, he doesn't go to the games, I don't believe. Jason Wright, the president of the Washington football team.
So what happens if you run into Daniel Snyder? Don't offer him a cookie.
I will not offer him a cookie.
Wow. That's Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. During the big games this season, enjoy a Tullamore Dew, the original triple blended, triple distilled, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Remember, when it's game time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly. Look at you. You are really rolling big.
What a schnur, huh?
Well, yeah, you learned that from Brouncher.
We got some passing gas, too.
Really?
What happened?
Well, I think it's teaseworthy.
But it's not, if it's a big story, though, say that.
No, it's not, you know, nobody signed.
Okay, but passing gas. All right, we'll find out about it when we get back right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.